Well, I'm very excited about this teaching series that we are beginning today called Back to Basics. As most of you know, I believe that when we gather as a church, we should not be afraid to explore issues that we live with on a daily basis. And we should look for biblical answers as well as ways the church has traditionally dealt with these issues through the years. The last several months have been difficult for many of us, watching the news and hearing about the economic downturn, knowing that it will take several months for it to reach the Midwest, and wondering how it's going to affect us here. A few months ago, we invited the whole community to watch Dave Ramsey in a town hall meeting streamed here to us to see. For those of you that don't know, Dave Ramsey is a financial expert who wrote the book, The Total Money Makeover, which I used in our financial series some time ago now. His town hall meeting helped settle us just a little bit with regard to what was going on Wall Street. We hear now that the recession might be over in the cities, but again, that's going to take a while for us to experience here in the Midwest. How do we make changes that are necessary for us not only to survive, but to thrive in this time? What questions do we ask? Sometimes the world can seem complicated, and you know, sometimes I wonder if we don't make the world more complicated than it is. Amen. It seems like we make things more complicated than they should be, and I think maybe it's time to get back to the basics. What do you think? I want you to be thinking about some issues that you're having, and I could focus on during this 5 weeks of this series. And if on your connection card that you filled out this morning, there's a section in the bottom of that that's just lines. And I invite you, if you haven't filled those up already, to keep those out with you. And if something comes up that you think I could touch base upon in these next, after this week, the next 4 weeks, write it down. And whenever you turn that in your in the baskets that will be passed around after the sermon, I invite you to do that, and that way I can read those and research those, because I want to know what issues you're dealing with. Today, as we begin this series, I want to give us a place to start, a place to hang your hat, so to speak, an anchor that we're going to go back to again and again through this teaching series, a foundation that this whole series is based upon. Now, after I say this word, some of you are going to think, oh, brother, can you do better than that? But I want all of us to hear this, especially those of you actually that might be thinking that very thought, because this is where it gets real. The Apostle Paul put it like this: let love be genuine. Let love be genuine. I love the way the message puts it. It says this: love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. I like that. As a matter of fact, I like how the message states all of this morning's scripture, and I would like to step through that with you this morning. If you want to follow along, this is Eugene Peterson, transliterated the message, and wrote it from like the New Revised Standard that we just got through reading, and put it in more easy to understand words. Listen to this. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Now, before I move on, I want you to think about that for a minute. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. How do you do that? I don't expect an answer. I know normally I do expect an answer, all right? So just think about that. How do you do that? Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Run for dear life from evil. Hold on for dear life to good. How do we run from evil for dear life, as the message puts it? How do we run from evil? Maybe not put ourselves in a place where we come across these evils. or immoral behaviors?